Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
Well, I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Friday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you. 702-257-5396 will be our call-in number tonight. We've got some great things to talk about. It's going to be very much an open discussion, really, in this first segment, because it's going to take, really, participation from you, the audience, regarding what I'm going to talk about here. So be prepared. Some of it may sound controversial, but I don't think it's controversial at all. I think it is and deserves conversation. What am I talking about? Well, there's a research group seeking volunteers right here in Vegas for a clinical trial of the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay. Research group seeking volunteers right here in Vegas for the clinical trial of COVID-19. Now, what they're saying is they're looking for volunteers that are 18 years of age and older, with or without health issues, for these clinical trials. They're going to be holding these trials over these next few weeks in conjunction with the CDC. Now, what the press release is stating is that volunteers are going to be compensated for their time and their travel. Now, this poses a very good question and also poses some outside of the box thinking. What do I mean by this? Well, I don't know how many people are going to really do this. Now, some may. I know a lot of people in this audience absolutely will never, and I mean never in a million years, do a trial for this vaccine, because you're not going to even do a vaccine when they find a vaccine. But let me ask you this question. How about if they said you don't have to pay income tax for the next 2, 3, 5 years? And the reason I bring this up and the reason I pose this question is, even though unemployment has gotten a little better in Nevada, it's still pretty much lower, the highest around the country. And we know why, of course, casinos, gaming, tourism. That's what makes Las Vegas sizzle, and Nevada as a whole, really, when you look up at Reno and Tahoe and little towns in between. Of course, there's other industry, but you know, you get my point of what really is the sustainability of the state and where the revenue is generated. So even though you may not ever take a vaccine, would you be open to doing it if they said, Mr. Jones, if you be part of this trial, because let's be honest, a little of the vaccine, a little bit of the COVID-19 goes in you, would you do it for, let's say, no income tax for the next couple of years? Would you say, you know what, I'm game, I'll do it. If I don't have to pay income taxes for the next couple of years, I'm game. And the reason I bring this up is because if it's not that contagious, as you believe it isn't, many of you, why wouldn't you do it? Number one. And number two is, why would the government not allow this when they're saying it is so contagious? If it's so contagious and it spreads and it can affect one's respiratory, and clinical trials mean just that, side effects, sometimes death, let's be intellectually honest, shouldn't someone be compensated accordingly? I mean, that's a fair question, right? I mean, that's open to debate, right? So some of you are unemployed. Many are unemployed. And even if you weren't, would you be willing to go into a clinical trial if you were compensated in some capacity, predominantly income tax for 2 years, gone. That means if you owe $20,000 a year in income taxes in 1 year, nope, you don't pay it. If you owe another $20,000 the next year, nope, you don't pay it. Is it worth that to you? Now, some people, and I talked a little bit about this on social media earlier, some people have thrown some suggestions out there that aren't bad. Like, why not go to death row inmates? Why not go to death row inmates and say, hey, look, you're going to get the death penalty anyways. We're going to have you go into these trials. And if you do, we may do this or we may do that. Or we go into a prison where someone's serving 20 years. Why not go to the inmate and have them volunteer and maybe knock off a year off of their sentence? As opposed to going to the public and you know the compensation that they'd be giving you is peanuts. Does that make some sense? I mean, does that make some sense to you where, yeah, you know what? If COVID is as bad as they say and it's as contagious as they say, and we know that they have to do clinical trials. Because look, let's be intellectually honest, friends. There are going to be those people that will take a vaccine. Maybe there's people that absolutely need the vaccine. Maybe they're the most vulnerable of the vulnerable, like for the flu shot, and they need it. I'm not going to, you know, oppose anybody for needing a vaccine. I personally am not going to take it. I would never be in a clinical trial, number one. And number two, I'm personally not going to take the vaccine. I don't even take the flu shot because I don't trust it. But would this be maybe a way to go? Would this maybe be a possibility? I even had some people share the thought, well, if there's illegal aliens that are here in this country illegally and they volunteer and say, hey, I'll go into the clinical trial. I'm illegal. I'm admitting it. I'm illegal. And I want to be in this citizen. I want to be a citizen of this country desperately. I want to do what's right. And the way I feel I could do what's right is put me into this clinical trial, but then you make me a citizen. What are some of your thoughts on this? Does this not matter? Does it matter? Because no matter how you slice it, no matter how you feel, a vaccine is coming. And I don't know where they're going to go with the vaccine. Because look, We are under some draconian measures. I mean, we're going to talk a lot about that tonight. We are under some draconian measures when it comes to schooling and going with masks inside Home Depot and Walmart. And I mean, it's just continuing to have this domino effect. So how do we not know that the COVID vaccine is not going to be a requirement for your child to go to school? I mean, there's vaccines that they have to go to school. Now, I know there's certain exemptions, usually in private school, usually in Christian school for faith-based things, but a lot of that is being poo-pooed today too because they can't play sports and they can't do this and they can't do that. So you may not like it. You may totally loathe it, but there could be a chance. And I've got a feeling, and I'm not a gambler, but if I was a betting man, I got a feeling that when the vaccine is created, that you families out there that have school-age children are going to be required to have your kids get the vaccine as babies or as infants, just like they get everything else. And there's a whole list of them that they get, as you know, before they go to school or even if they're allowed to go to school. Now, some people say, well, I'm going to send my kid to private school. Good for you. There's a lot of people that can't afford to go to private school and they are subjected to the public school system. So my question to you is this, twofold. One, if the COVID vaccine is created and it is mandated that your child has to have it as part of one of their normal vaccines like polio and all the other ones that they do, are you going to allow them to have the vaccine if they say, well, then they can't go to school because they say that now with a list of vaccines that the kids have to have to even attend? Will you allow it? Yes, no, why or why not? And second, with these clinical trials happening, would you be willing to go in a clinical trial if your income tax was waived for a couple of years? Would you be willing to say, let's go to the death row inmates? They're going to go to the death penalty anyways and go to them and maybe strike some deal, or maybe give them no deal at all and they're going to be on death row. Maybe this is something that they could do for the citizenship of the country to make good on their ills that they have. And lastly, if an illegal alien steps up and says, hey, man, I'm illegal and I don't want to be illegal anymore. I love this country. I want to be a citizen of this country. I just don't have the monies to be able to go to the naturalization process. I'll go through the clinical trial because I want to show I'm a patriot of this country. Should they be given citizenship? Oh, a lot of questions on the table, and I want to hear answers from you. Phone lines are now open, 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Look, a vaccine is coming. Regardless if you like it or not. As adults, we can tell them to go pound sand, maybe, unless they mandate it, which is unconstitutional, but it's unconstitutional to force you to wear a mask. And you're wearing a freaking mask at Sprouts anyways. But the real question that most people aren't asking, out of trying to be sensitive, is will they require it as a vaccine for your child to enter school? And if they do, are you going to allow it? Yes or no? Why or why not? Because let's not pretend that they don't require vaccines right now to go to school. You're going to tell me they don't? They do. And you know they do because you've been forced to have them have. Now, again, there's exemptions. I get it, but they're rare. And typically, if you have an exemption, you really can't play sports most of the time. Have you thought about this one? I know we debate so much about, well, I'm not taking no vaccine. No one's putting anything in my arm. I agree. I concur. But how about the kids? We don't want to raise a dumb generation, do we? And they can mandate that. They mandate it now. So don't tell me that they can't when they do mandate certain vaccines now to get kids in school. So what do you say about that? Moms and dads listening to this show right now, I'd love to hear from you. Again, phone lines are open. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. This is Steve Sanchez. Quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to start taking your calls. Don't go away. Friday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the program. Calls on hold. I'm going to jump to you in just a moment because I want to bring to you some other things, ironically enough, that are going on in Las Vegas. You know, we're talking about the clinical trials with the vaccine and are you going to get your kids vaccinated if they mandate this in order for them to, you know, go to school? But I didn't know that being a rat is now in high demand. What am I talking about? Contact tracers. Do you know private companies are now seeking their own contact tracers? It's in high demand. Vegas is hiring where you go rat on your friends or you go try to find out if in fact they've been around anybody with COVID. Friends, am I alone on this? Do we really need contact tracers? We didn't need it with the swine flu when Obama was president. Oh, that's right. It's because Obama was president. Friends, look, this contact tracing nonsense, in fact, to me, is just that nonsense. Now, some will say, well, there's no way we can find out what the virus is. That's a bunch of crap. That is a bunch of crap. The only thing this contact tracing is doing, in my opinion, is increasing numbers. And the numbers keep increasing. There's a couple things that happen here. One, many companies get funding. Hospitals, research centers, etc. Number two, they're trying to make it look like Donald Trump did not know how to effectively manage this pandemic. And I think, class, we can all agree that he did everything he was supposed to do as they said for him to do at the time they said for him to do it. I know people have selective amnesia and they forget, but if we rewind a little bit and you're intellectually honest, you will see what I'm telling you is absolutely true. But just in case you wanted to be a rat, you can get a job as a contact tracer in Las Vegas. Let me tell you about something else that they're doing in Vegas and I don't like. And I know it's been around, but it's becoming more prominent because of the so-called systemic racism, which is a bunch of crap. It's a hoax. Systemic racism is one of the biggest hoaxes of 2020. Here's what's going in Las Vegas, okay? The use of force board. Have you heard this? Yes. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department is reminding you, the resident, that you can have a say in policing and officers' use of force. It's called the Use of Force Board. Now, it's made up of exclusively, really, volunteers. Now, there's a couple cops on the board, but it's predominantly volunteers who evaluate and vote on whether an officer is justified in their use of force. I think this is crap, personally. A civilian doesn't have the knowledge, the experience, or the mental fortitude to be able to distinguish use of force or not. Shouldn't that be for the trained professional inside LVMPD or hire an outside security agency to evaluate these things if we're so damn concerned about systemic racism? This is ridiculous. I don't like it. Now, some people like it and say, this is great. In fact, I'm surprised Metro, or maybe it's just a politician in Metro, Detective Greg Watkins, is saying, this is incredible. This is great. This is going to keep everybody accountable. It is? How about just some body cams? That's pretty good accountability. Body cams don't lie. And when a cop goes wrong, and a cop does wrong, because some cops do, because cops are human beings, I'm not going to excuse any police officer's behavior for what they do is wrong. If they do something wrong, they should be held to the highest degree of accountability like anybody else. But to do this predominantly to allow Antifa and Black Lives Matter to be happy that we're watching the racist police. Because let's just be honest, this is a continued attack on the police. Are you with me? It's a continued attack on the police. It's another page of the Alinsky playbook, which Obama started. Obama started this hatred for the police. Don't tell me he didn't. Obama's administration, his mentality started this vendetta against the police. And now he's instructing Biden to do the same thing. Oh, trust me, Obama, Susan Rice, and all those that are around the Obama types are instructing Joe Biden on how to do this, because after all, let's be honest, Joe Biden was his vice president. There's a danger in this, friends. There is a danger. Tell me there's not a danger when in San Francisco, the police commission has ordered police stations to display Black Lives Matter posters. This has got to stop. This has just got to stop. All this is just as bad as all the ridiculous COVID this, COVID that, as opposed to getting to the bottom of what COVID really is and treating people that are sick and that are vulnerable instead of making it a political agenda, as they're doing with COVID-19 and the vaccines and everything else that goes along with it. And now for San Francisco to order every police station to display Black Lives Matter posters, that's racist in itself, in my opinion. Wouldn't you agree? Black lives matter? No, they don't. All lives do. Don't you? I'll argue with anybody, anytime, anywhere, any place if they have the guts to do that, because there are many, many black members of the black community that have gone on to say the same thing that I'm saying. All lives matter. We cannot uphold or lift up, promote, or put on a pedestal one race, because that's racism. Tell me it's not. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But this is what we've got. And guess what? And I'll tell you, because you know darn well, this wasn't going on under George W. Bush. You know darn well it wasn't going on under Bill Clinton. It wasn't going on Senior Bush. It wasn't going on during Reagan or Carter. Let's be honest. It was not. When Obama became president, he made it very clear that blue lives were the enemy of the people. You can argue with me, you can deny it, but you know and I know that it was very prevalent that that is the case. And now that Trump is in office, and now that we've had some officers, and I say some, not all, not most, some that have crossed lines, now we're trying to say that all cops don't matter, all cops are racist, let's get rid of police departments. My God, this is crazy. But unless you've been in a socialist country, unless you know exactly what's coming, you don't get it. And there's a gentleman, his name is Maximo Alvarez. He's the president of Sunshine Gasoline Distributors from Cuba. He's an immigrant from Cuba. He's warning America, a dire warning against the rise of Marxism that we're now seeing. He's saying everything that's happening, that we're seeing with COVID-19, things that we're seeing with the police and the so-called systemic racism. He said, literally, we are going down a road that he fled from Cuba. Do you agree with that, friends? I know I do. I believe wholeheartedly this is part of the plan. There's a major danger happening. He's going on to say that if you don't agree, they'll have you killed. He said, if they have to kill you, they will. He saw it. He fled Cuba. And tell me we're not seeing the violence. Has everybody forgotten? Do we have that much selective amnesia that it was only a month ago where people were getting the hell beat out of them? Old ladies were getting 2x4s over the head. People were getting broken bottles over their head. People's houses were being lit on fire. Businesses were lit on fire. People being beat up. I just saw a video today of some people beating up other people in an airport. Tell me we're not going down this road. Tell me. And if you're going to try to tell me it's because of Trump, it's because Trump likes the Confederate flag, it's because Trump's all about white power, then you're just as stupid as you look. You just really are. You have no intellectual capacity to debate an issue because this is not about Trump. This is about an agenda that's dangerous, that's been simmering in this country for decades, that now had its opportunity to sneak out. Barack Obama, for the 8 years he was in office, was the purveyor to allow that to come out. What say you? 702-257-5396. Is how you weigh into the program. Let's get right back to our busy calls. James, you're next. Welcome to the program. James, you're on with Steve Sanchez.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, James. Okay. You're on with Steve Sanchez.
You know who the test subject should be? Let's get Sisolak, his family members, nieces, and nephews do the testing.
Yeah, good luck. They'll tell you, check, please. Not going to happen.
Okay, well. And they shouldn't be using the Spanish Mexicans as test subjects to put their health at risk. That's the human thing to do, not to be bribed to do something you really shouldn't do. That's non-human.
Because no one in the administration, Sisolak, no one has suggested that. I said I saw some of this banter on social media regarding this, which I brought to the attention of this audience, that this is being set out there in terms of banter. And since Las Vegas is looking for volunteers for a clinical vaccine trial, I thought I would bring that to the attention of some of the banter that's going on out there in the social media community. Great call. Do appreciate it. Let's get back over to Joseph. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's on your mind?
Well, it's any idea what you're talking about, the vaccinations and yes. Going to clinics and stuff like that, being a volunteer for and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have done that. I've donated plasma. Okay, I'm a senior citizen. Mm-hmm. Denied doing that now, being 67. They don't take people over 67 anymore for plasma. Plasma turned up to be one of the best things for this problem going on, transfusion things. I dealt with the other, all these clinics to where if you want to be a volunteer and you want to do it, That's it. That's your individual right. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, and I appreciate the call, and I know you're going somewhere with this whole thing, and I think it's like if you want to volunteer, volunteer. And that's great. My question was very different than what your answer was. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Busy night, lots to talk about still. 702-257-5396. Calls on hold, stay put. We're going to get to you in the next segment, I promise. Let's go ahead and take that break. Listen to those advertisers and sponsors. They do keep us on the air. Steve Sanchez will be right back. This, you're never taking advice from a fool, not when you're hanging here every single night with Steve Sanchez. And I'll give you some other advice. You should really drink real water. Real water is my favorite drink. It's pretty much all I drink. I just don't do sodas. I don't do anything anymore except drinking this water because it tastes great, number one. And number two, it's pretty good for you. Why? There's science behind it. Not only is real water birthed in Las Vegas, you can find it at Terrible Hearst, Sprouts, Costco. Real water can be delivered right to your home. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But I've been drinking this for about 18 months now. And anybody that knows me knows that I was always getting sinus infections or an ear infection. Since I've been drinking real water, I kid you not, I have not had a sinus infection. I have not had a cold. I have not had an ear infection. And I believe it's the science that's in every single bottle. What's that science? Well, number one, alkalinity. But real water is more than that. It's beyond alkalinity. It's infused with negative ions, and there is such a science behind that on how it boosts your immune system. If you go to drinkrealwater.com, you can find out more, and you can take advantage of the Steve Sanchez special only for this audience. That is 4 5-gallon bottles of real water delivered to you for, get this, $20. No strings attached. That's 4 5-gallon bottles of water for $20 delivered to either your home or office by going to drinkrealwater.com. You can also call them there locally and tell them, look, I heard this on Steve Sanchez. I want the special. Friends, I'm telling you, once you drink it, you'll love the taste. It hydrates like never before. It's phenomenal stuff. Science in every bottle. Take it from me. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't so. Drinkrealwater.com. They're the sponsors of this half hour. But I am sold on this. I want you to be sold on it as well. Calls on hold. Let's now get right back to business. Let's jump over to Pete. Pete, you're next. Welcome to the program. Hey, Pete, you still with me? All right. Pete is out of control, out of the building, left the building, the whole Elvis thing. I think it's Friday. It's Freaky Friday. People are getting very impatient, as I am. All right. Let's jump over to Brady. You're up next. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Steve, I'd like to get your opinion. What do you think Sisolak's going to do next week? Are we going to be stuck in the mud, or what do you think this guy's going to do?
Oh, do you think he's going to be, are you mean moving us into a new phase?
Yeah, like...
No way. Oh, no, he's not. Yeah, there's no way he's moving us. No, I think he's going to disappoint more than he gets a celebration. I got a bad feeling he's going to steal a little bit of the playbook of Comrade Newsom in California.
Well, I mean, what do you think he's going to do with the schools? Do you think he's going to open them?
No. I think I really don't. I have no data to support that, Brady, but my gut instinct tells me that at least this first semester, it's going to be online distance type learning. That's what I feel in my gut.
Okay, we're going to have anarchy in the streets.
Oh, there's no question. People are pissed. But you know what, Brady, concerns me is people get pissed. And then they're very forgiving and apologetic, and then they just go with the flow. And the financial impact, Brady, to so many families because of this craziness that could happen that I've got a feeling will, I just don't even know what to say anymore.
You know, you look how many businesses that have closed now and gone away, and nothing's been open now for 2 or 3 months here in Vegas. The people don't have the – within the next month or so, you're going to have about – 75% of the people having foreclosure notices and rent delinquency notices sent out. So just in time for the election, like they planned it all along.
That's what I believe.
We're gonna have the mail-in vote. That'll go along right with it. So we're going to have to stand up in masses and start meeting as groups and start going out and canvassing the neighborhood like the Democrats do and ballot harvest. Otherwise, I think we're screwed.
Yeah, no, see, Brady, I'm glad you're saying that, because think about this. What we're seeing play out right now is literally a page of the Alinsky model. That's what we're seeing. And think about this, Brady, and I got to bounce. I appreciate it. Great call. Great question, by the way, that a lot of people are asking. I'm glad you asked it. Is this, and again, I don't have any knowledge. I don't know if Sisolak's doing this or not. I don't have, you know, a mole inside the legislator telling me. It's just my gut tells me that he's going to go that route, period. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be able to say, congratulations, Governor Sisolak, you're doing some good things. I'm that way. Look, I'm an independent. I'm a conservative, but I'm willing to give credit to where credit's due. I really am. But I just got a bad feeling that it's going to be a decision many, many people are absolutely not going to like. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Top of the hour news is next, and I want you to hang out for hour number 2.